Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Philly's hot stove view is the GM meetings are over, ended last week, and now we're kind of getting to that point where we might start hearing some things.
Mm-hmm.
We got this one today. Apparently, a lot of teams are in on Kyle Schwarber, including, are you ready for this? The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, wow.
Pittsburgh Pirates. According to Jeff Paston.
There's no way.
I would agree. But according to Jeff Paston, they
got long paper, though?
Well, they don't have any paper. I mean, they're out of paper. But they offered Josh Naylor, who went back to the Mariners, $80 million. So they found $80 million lying around. They offered that to that guy. So I'm guessing they have at least that to offer to Kyle Schwarber.
Well, I mean, the bad part of this is that's just another team that's going to up the price.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's hot. He's a hot commodity right now.
I mean, we can't get outbid by the Pirates, though. I mean,
right? Like, well, no. Yeah. But I'm hot. They're going to drive the price up.
Yeah, they're definitely going to drive the price up.
Yeah. But we'll see. My concern with the Schwarber thing is not can the Phillies afford him. Is does he want to drag this thing out right for the next month or two to get the high? Well, because if. Let's say he drags it out, which he has every right to do. The other fallback options for the Phillies could fall off the board.
So they got to make a decision.
Well, yeah. Or if they wait on him and then they lose the bidding, then what do they do? Right? Like, let's just use Pete Alonso for an example because he's another DH type, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a fallback. Schwarber somehow leaves. They could sign Pete Alonso. I'd rather have Schwarber, but like, he's a fallback option. If this thing drags out for a couple months and we're into January, and the other fallback options go away, Hugh, then they're kind of in a tough spot.
In a pickle.
It's just overpay him or you don't have that power bat in the lineup. So we'll see. I would like this to end quickly so we know we have the certain Schwarber back.
Should have overpaid him before we wouldn't be in this position.
I agree with you. They should have took care of this before the season started. We'll see how many suitors line up. But according to Jeff Paston, the Pirates are one of them. I don't think they have the money. I still don't think they do, but we'll see.
Going on out there. A lot going on in the baseball world.
Like nothing's going on.
No, not much. You want to talk about qualifying offers?
No.
Well, Schwarber and Ranger officially rejected both of their qualifying offers, which makes them free agents.
Okay.
Had they accepted it, they would have been on a 1-year, $22 million deal. Now that they've rejected, the Phillies will get comp picks, but because of their over the luxury tax, they don't come to the fourth round. So it's very disappointing.
All right.
Anyway. Jeff Paston, big article today on ESPN. He laid out that Schwarber, like the starting offers for Schwarber are 5 years and $30 million a year. So
I'm out.
That's the starting offer?
Because the suitors seem like they're pretty, not endless, but there's a lot of suitors. The Red Sox he labels, the Mets, Blue Jays, Cincinnati, Tigers, and then the surprise one. This might make everyone a little nervous out there. The Pittsburgh Pirates. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
I don't see that one.
No, I don't see that one happening.
Just remember, when I promised you guys we were giving him 5 years. 2 weeks ago, I said, you know they're giving him 5 years, right? We're not getting out easy. And you guys are like, well, maybe the fifth year will be a
option. That was some copium, Spike.
It was.
That was some serious copium.
So we're on record here. You're not in favor of doing 5 years, 150?
Nope.
Fritz, I want you on record.
No.
You're nuts.
But they're gonna.
And they should.
Here's the count.
Yes.
Here's the count.
Yes.
It might be similar AAV to like Kyle Tucker. Mm-hmm. Kyle Tucker might be $35 million over like 10 years.
Right.
He's 4 years younger. So like,
And
he plays in the field.
Yeah, more importantly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cody Bellinger.
No, I know. I know.
He's going to be 6 years. He's going to be 5 or 6 years. Bellinger.
Yeah, he's
29 or 30.
But I don't, like, there's been a lot of little things. Like, the Phillies keep getting linked to other bats. So the one over the weekend was a Japanese report about how they're particularly keen on Munetaka Murakami.
The slugger.
How long did you practice that name?
Yeah.
Don't need to. Yeah. I got it.
Wow, you can't name names at the assembly he had.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
that I got paid for?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
What is his name again?
Munetaka Murakami.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he's a first base, third base slugger, but really first
really
base.
Just a DH.
Yeah.
He's okay. Really, like, you know, and he's coming over here. He's probably going to be a 220 hitter with like 30 home runs.
How old is he?
He's 25, 26. So it's a pretty big risk for a team in a World Series window, but it seems like Schwarber is going to have a lot of suitors, and I just wonder if they start getting cold feet because Passan also did link them to to Kyle Tucker if they do let Schwarber walk or if he walks elsewhere.
Okay.
So it seems like they're keeping their options open. Like it's not viewed as some foregone conclusion that he's going to be back with the Phillies.
Yeah. So here's my thing. Let me go on record. I would be squirmish in doing it, but I'm doing it for Kyle Schwarber.
Sure.
I'd go ahead and do it. It's $30 million a year. That's nothing in today's world of baseball, even for a DH hitter, $30 million a year. Guys out there making twice as much as Kyle Schwarber. Secondly, if you're not going to do it, okay, as long as this isn't a let's keep our wallet in our back pocket and don't spend money, which means you're going to go out and do it and spend it on somewhere else. Okay.
Right.
I mean, okay.
Don't just let him walk and not do anything.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And that's where Tucker comes into play. That's where possibly Bellinger comes into play. Passan also said possibly Bichette as well, they view him more as second baseman, third baseman. I think he'd be third baseman here. But basically linked him to all the big names out there. Mm. He said that JT Realmuto won't demand more than 2 years, which is good. If we can get him for 2 years and
he won't demand or he won't command.
So he said Realmuto won't demand more than 2 years, putting the three-time All-Star in play for playoff teams and aspirants alike.
Okay.
So he's not going to get a three-year deal. It doesn't seem like.
Okay.
Which is good for the Phillies because that third year, terrible.
Yeah, you don't need it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I might be pushed to the place where I think they give Kyle Schwarber 6 years.
What are you doing?
I think they might.
To outbid everybody?
This is where I am on it. I'm putting myself in John Middleton's head, and he is so in touch with the fans, and so I'm worried about him being worried about losing Schwarber,
right?
And getting baited into a deal that, because if Jeff Passan is saying the offers start at 5 years,
yeah, that's crazy.
That means there's going to be a lot of teams willing to go the extra mile.
Yeah,
yeah. It's one of those things. We got to let John. We love Kyle Schwarber. I love Kyle Schwarber. Yeah. We all do. It's okay. Like, it's 6 years for a DH, $30 million a year. Heading into the year, he was never going to get that.
Yeah.
Of course he went off.
Well, they should have signed him.
Sure. They made a bad bet.
Well, and from his standpoint, he's like, yeah, I'm going to the highest bidder.
Of course he is. Go to Cincinnati. Just go to Cincinnati.
Well, there's no way they can do that.
No. I want to see the Pirates offer. I want to see the Pirates offer and see what they're going to come out. And then Passan also said, no surprise here, Philadelphia has tried to trade Nick Castellanos and his $20 million salary.
Oh, yeah.
So far, no bites. Teams aren't lining up.
Shocker.
Yeah.
especially when you communicate to the world that you'll cut him if you need to anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not going to be here, but, you know, the idea that anyone's going to pick up $20 million is insane. So,
Maybe they can get somebody to pay five of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for the opportunity yes. of, to pay rather than us being on the hook for all 20. You know, if somebody actually yeah. wants him, you know.
I wonder why nobody would want him.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, I can't figure that one
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it seems like.
I thought he was a good player, man.
I like that.
He plays every day.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he posts. Yeah. yeah. Doesn't make errors in right field.
No, he doesn't.
He was an all-star at one point.
He was.
Come
was.
On.
Come on.
Come on. You yeah. make the case.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah.
So that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Ranger. Would you say Rangers numbers were?
I don't know. He's.
Oh, I thought you had something.
Nah, just that he rejected the qualifying offer.
Okay.
He's barring like his market collapsing and he wants to come back on a 1 year or like a deal.
No, I mean, what do you think he's going to get, Ranger?
So his it seems to be fluctuating out there. I've seen as high as 6160 and then as low as like 490. So
490 seems like they're bringing you in to be the third guy, second guy.
Third guy. It
third
depends
guy?
On the team. Yeah. yeah. Depends on the team. Yeah.
His market's going to be fascinating.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Baseball free agency is underway. Last week were the GM meetings. Winter meetings coming up here in just a few weeks. And that's usually when things start to really percolate with this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to Ruben Amaro Jr. on this past weekend with Devin Caney for their show. And Ruben said something here, and it kind of coincides with a report yesterday about Kyle Schwarber that I think there was one headline, but it wasn't the right headline. Let's hear Ruben Amaro on the Schwarber contract situation.
If you had to guess just based on your experience, based on even recent seasons with big free agent signings, when do you think we will know if Kyle Schwarber is going to be a Philly?
My guess is we will know something sometime between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, that's soon.
Sometime
that's
between.
Soon.
I got to believe, you know, Kyle Schwarber is one of those guys that probably wants to know exactly where he's going to be. And I don't necessarily think that Kyle Schwarber's going to go for like the last dollar. I think comfort's important to him. I think he enjoys being here. I'm hopeful that he enjoys it enough to come back. But I don't think it's going to be played out. It's not going to be one of those deals where it's played out, you know, into March.
You got some?
Oh, no.
Usually when you put your hand up, you got a point. So I wait.
No, I was about to say, Max, I want some mini glizzies. That's what I was.
So lunch was your takeaway from the Schwarber story.
You had a
lunch.
Break.
No,
you're ordering food on the air.
Wait a minute, no. He asked me what I was thinking. I had a couple thoughts in my head, but the first one was
lunch.
I was looking on the menu and I didn't see mini glizzies, and I was like, "Oh, mini glizzies."
See, this is why I am glad we're on YouTube, because anyone watching right now can defend me in that.
No,
Hugh put his hand up, right? Like, so
I
like,
did.
There's some cues in radio, and one of them sometimes is like you put your hand up when you got a point, and
yes.
and I saw you. It's like, oh, Hugh wants to react to that Amaro thing. I want some glizzies.
No,
okay.
No,
cool.
that was my first thought. My second thought, I was paying attention. But my thing is,
were you? Thank you.
You should have known this was going to happen. Like, the price of the brick has went up. I said this during the regular season.
Yeah.
I said the better he plays, the more enticing he's going to be.
So with that, right, and tomorrow saying between Thanksgiving and Christmas, yesterday there was a story, Jeff Passan, ESPN put out like a primer, right? Like all the thoughts on all the free agents and what might happen this winter, all the teams that are involved and blah, 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 right? And part of it, there was a blurb about Schwarber. And part of it was, and this is the thing a lot of people took away, is apparently the Pirates might be involved, right? Yes, everyone laughed, like, ha, 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 the Pirates.
But they got bread.
Well, here is what I think is actually the takeaway from yesterday as Hugh orders his hot dogs here.
Hold up, I got some more stuff I'm going to get.
You're on the air. You know that, right?
No.
The microphone is on.
No, but hold up. Max trying to be, he trying to move off. I got some other stuff I want to order, dog. Just wait a minute. Okay, we back.
No, we've been here the whole time.
No, listen.
You're back.
Let me tell you. I'm just saying.
We've been here the entire time.
This is crazy.
No, I'm saying. No, because I wanted to get my food ordered. The glizzies were great. I had some tomato soup, and I want this short rib grilled cheese sandwich now.
I don't give a shit.
I know that I've talked bad about grilled cheese in the past. I know that. But when you add the short rib to it,
yeah,
that takes it to another level.
So
I want the grilled cheese.
We were kind of doing.
And then the onion Philly rings. Thing. Then we're done. Okay, now we're back. Yeah, but I don't think he's going to Pittsburgh,
I don't either. No.
But we all kind of knew that at the end of the season, there were going to be a lot of teams vying for his services.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And we also knew that he's in a unique position where he already has won a World Series. So this might be, for him, potentially a money grab.
And I think it could also be a year's grab. All right, so now that I think Hugh's done ordering his lunch, let me try to get into what the point is, okay? Yesterday, the story came out. The Pirates were mentioned. Everyone's like, ha-ha, the Pirates. The real story, I think, was the next paragraph of the story. Because Jeff Passan says, and I'm going to quote him, because of his production and leadership, Schwarber fits just about anywhere. The Red Sox, Mets, Blue Jays, Tigers, Pirates, Phillies. And he also wrote that the demand is high, and it's no surprise he won't get more than a 5-year deal because of his age and position. Mm-hmm. Here's what's striking about this to me, Hugh. A lot of teams, and he thinks 5 is the cap. What tells me, if there is a team willing to go to 6, that's the winner, right? Like, I don't think a team's going to come in here and say, here's $50 million a year, Schwarber. He's probably going to have a range of $30 million-ish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if the report is these teams are all going to be about 5 years, to me, the separator might be, are the Phillies willing to go to the 6th year?
Well, it all depends on how long he wants to play, I think. But I guess that extra year gives him a little bit more, the extra cheese.
Guaranteed money, yeah.
Yeah. The thing that jumped out to me with this conversation, Joe, is his leadership, which is undeniable. You saw that down the stretch. You know, we talk about, you know, Bryson, what he means to this team. But to me, especially in the postseason, it felt like Kyle was the guy that kind of took that leadership mantle. That's huge. And when you talk about a team like the Pirates who has, you know, Skeens, that really, really good pitcher, and they're trying to build their organization, that's a great guy to have in the ball club.
Of course it is.
In the clubhouse, I should say.
And the way it's framed is he fits everyone.
Yeah,
like, even though he's a DH, he fits, you know, you take away the Dodgers because they have Ohtani. Like, other than them, most teams can find a way to put him on their team and move things around. It tells me that it's going to be a big market. Most teams are going to be about $30 million a year, and if 4 or 5 teams are offering 5 years, there is a way for the Phillies to win this, and that is to offer the 6th year. I mean, next year will be his age 33 season, so this would cover ages 33 through 38. Hugh Douglas, would you go to 6 years?
Yes. Yes. Because you're talking about – I don't know what Bryce Harper's going to be. I mean, I know Bryce was upset because the reckless speculation about him was said, mm-hmm. but when you talk about – this team and the roster being flipped or whatever, I feel like he's one of the guys that has to be here because he's an integral part to me of the success that the Phillies have had. I know Bryce Harper's the big name piece and everything, but Kyle Schwarber to me is just as important in that situation.
So you guys know how much I love Schwarber and I want him back. 6 years I have reservations about. Guys, at some point, we're going to have a team where Schwarber's 37, 38. Harper's 38, 39. Turner is the same. I mean, they're all the same age.
And
right?
I get it.
How many can we have at the same time?
I get
time?
It. And you're talking about a team that we ran it back last year, and now you're talking about the failures of last year, and you're giving him some more money. But to me, he's a big piece of that.
I know.
He's a big part of that.
He's their best offensive player. I mean,
yeah.
I recognize what he is. It's just – if it goes to that, if the Phillies need to go to 6, I'd have reservations. Kyle, would you give him 6?
Yeah.
I'm doing whatever it takes to bring him back. And I like, you know where I come down on the long-term contracts, yeah. The Bryce Harper thing, Trey Turner. I don't care what the team looks like in 5 years. I need to win a title. Kyle Schwarber helps you win a title.
Well, he would, and he certainly would help you win one next year. I just tell you, if they do that, we're talking about the 2030 season with Turner, Harper, Nola, Schwarber all here. Are any of them going to be good players 5 years?
Don't care.
The answer is probably not. I mean, you could not care. But because you're going to probably extend
Bryce Harper in a couple weeks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's
why you do that again?
What are you talking about? That's going to happen.
It better not.
It's going to happen.
Why, it better
Bryce
not.
Harper cut his hair. He's going through something.
Yeah, I don't know what that picture was. I prefer to avoid talking about it.
He was getting his mind right. That
was a little concerning, that photo.
It was. I was happy it came out on a Friday so I could just bury that for the weekend.
He had a nice little high. It was what they call it, high and tight.
Is that it?
I think that's what it's called. Okay. I don't have that kind of hair, so I don't know. Is it high and tight?
I think that's probably what it was.
Nine.
Happy 46th birthday to one Ryan Howard.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the big piece.
The big piece. So I
All
thought,
right.
Nice little midweek trip down memory lane.
Yeah,
with absolutely. My five favorite Ryan Howard moments. And I tell you what, any excuse to play some old HK calls, I'll take that.
Hell yeah.
I'll take that.
All right.
Starting at number five, Ryan Howard, 2006, National League MVP. And he'd already at this point set the Phillies record for home runs in a season, but he'd not set the Philadelphia record yet because Jimmy Fox also had 58 home runs in a season. Well, late in the season, Ryan Howard tied Jimmy Fox.
South, no, spook town, eyes dilated.
Really?
Yep, there you go.
Wow, that sounded like Kendrick Lamar, not HK.
Here we go.
3-1 to Ryan Howard. Well hit to the opposite field. Out of here. Number 58 for the big man. Move over, double X. Ryan has joined you.
Can I be honest, guys? A little honesty, just the three of us here.
What you got?
I'm pretty happy Kyle Schwarber didn't break his record.
Thank you.
Yeah, pretty happy.
Especially because he's going to be a freaking Red.
Yeah, or a Pirate. Get out of here.
Or a Pirate.
Get out of here.
What a turncoat.
Yep.
He's going to be a Philly.
He's prop. Well,
7 years.
Dude, they're going to have to go to six.
Yes, I know.
I know. Yeah. You know. We'll see.
Is it the money or the years?
Well, I think he's already getting the years. Now it's just about the money.
Like, you know what's going to happen?
I'm saying,
Money? Do you know what number the money's going to start with? It's going to start with a friggin' two.
Oh.
Nah, I don't think
no
so.
No.
I think it might start with a four.
200?
It might start with a four.
A four?
40.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No. I'm talking about the final number is going to start with a two.
I know.
No, I know.
It's going to be a $200 million deal. It's not going to start with a four.
Well, I'm saying that 40, though. $40 million a year.
Oh, well, then that's 240.
No.
No.
Yes.
Okay, I thought about this yesterday. Not to throw you off track. 4 years, 150.
It's a lot of AAV to lower the years. I don't know. I mean, anything to keep it outside of 5 years, but I don't think
right. I'm saying if the years are the ones that's killing us, then just give him more money per year.
6 years, 210 is what he's getting from the Phillies.
Spike,
nuts.
If that happens,
that's what
happens,
he's getting.
We ought to celebrate.
No. It'll be a golf clap. Honestly, it'll be a golf clap.
6 years, 210.
And just give JT 240 too. Yeah. 3 years, $40 million. Whatever. Who cares? It's all funny money anyway. All right. So the fourth moment, my fourth favorite Ryan Howard moment, before we had titles in this town, we celebrated little things.
Yes.
You know, like Smarty Jones.
Yep.
And the St. Joe's run.
Yeah.
The Andre Iguodala almost winning the dunk contest and getting robbed.
Yep.
Well, who could forget when Ryan Howard won the home run derby?
Yeah.
And nice little trip down memory lane with old Boomer on the call.
Ryan Howard, can he do it on this swing?
Take it away, Boomer.
Abreu last year, Phillies. Ryan Howard this year, Phillies.
In Pittsburgh, the home of Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
But it was cool. It was cool. We had Bobby Abreu, which was out of nowhere the year before.
Wow, it was out of somewhere. It was out of a needle.
Well, who could forget? I don't know what he did in the second half. I'm pretty sure he had like 5 home runs, maybe.
Yeah.
But the Ryan Howard home run derby was a cool moment.
Man, that 5-year run with Ryan Howard, man. Man. That was pretty damn good.
The best 5-year run from any Phillies player on offense?
Yeah.
I mean,
gosh.
Right?
Yeah. Just unbelievable. I mean, him and Pujols.
Yeah.
They were the big threats. My third favorite Ryan Howard moment doesn't get talked about as much, but the 2011 team, because they lost in the first round, this would have been a bigger moment. But game one, they're down 3-1 with Halliday in the mound. And in the sixth inning, down 3-1 with two runners on, Ryan Howard did this.
Here's Howard, line to left and walk. Tie runs are on base for Ryan Howard, who hit 33 homers in the regular year. Runners don't go, and a pitch is hit deep to right field. Way back, and gone. Ryan Howard gives the Phillies the lead.
Now, unfortunately, it's Dick Stockton on the call.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting Dick Stockton to be on the call.
No wonder they lost that series. They had all... Never mind.
Oh, yes.
I was going to make a limp joke.
No, but is he still here?
Dick's still alive.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
I might have to check.
Yeah, why don't you check? This hour is sponsored by Kaida Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Kaida Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
Still alive.
There you go.
He's 82, born in Philly. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
And remember how when Angelo used to rip him every week?
Yes.
Yeah. Dick Stockton had to put out a thing in the Inquirer.
Oh, did
responding
he?
No. to Angelo?
No.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Like,
that.
You took out an ad?
No, it was some interview.
Oh, really?
It was while you were the PD, I believe, but still funny. All right. My second favorite Ryan Howard moment is 2008 World Series. Hadn't had a home run. This entire run. Hadn't had a home run until game 3 of the World Series when him and Utley went back to back.
Now the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a long drive. This ball is out of here. Ryan Howard has gone back to back with Chase Utley, and the Phillies now lead it 4-1 here in the sixth inning. Howard's first home run of the postseason, and it was a no doubt about it as he and Chase go back to back.
Well, this is Phillies baseball right here. They hit home runs.
Is that LA?
No, it's Wheels.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. I love how feared Howard was at that time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's why he's the big piece.
Yeah, missing that a little bit recently.
Could use him.
Bunch of good hitters on the Phillies. I don't know anybody has been feared over the last couple of years. Even Schwarber, I don't think Schwarber was, you know.
Yeah.
Howard was. Yeah.
For sure. But the number one, my favorite Ryan Howard moment, takes us to Colorado 2009.
Ah.
And a moment I actually think has been slept on throughout the years. But.
Get me to the plate.
Get me to the plate, boys.
Street, the high set. 2 balls at a strike. Here's the pitch. Howard swings and drives one. Deep right field. On the run, Gonzalez towards the track. It's over his head. One hops the wall. Victorino coming around third. He's going to score. Utley's right on his heels, and he is safe. A double by Howard has tied the game here in the top of the ninth with 2 outs. 4-4 in the ninth. Ryan Howard has come through and stunned this crowd in Colorado.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Will sounds nothing like L.A. What was I talking about?
Listen to that.
Even close.
Listen to that young, fresh-faced Fransky on that one.
Yeah.
The voice all on. And Ryan Howard!
I know, a little high pitch.
Yeah.
Big-time stuff.
Yep.
I think it snowed that game. Like,
yeah.
Because they're out in Colorado. It started super, super late. Ended here, I think, around 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So, get me to the plate, boys.
Which game was it? Played 2 in Tampa. It had to be game 4. The Sunday night game? The 2 home run game?
Yes, that was game 4.
Yeah, I was in the building.
Oh, were you?
Oh, yeah, I was in the building for that one. That's the night Joe Blanton hit a home run.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was the blowout game. 10-4?
Well, before Ohtani, I believe Blanton. Well,
yeah, Blanton, the
he was the last pitcher to hit a home run.
In the World Series, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a time.
What a time.
And what a player.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.